Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Timothy Snyder's The Road to Unfreedom. Sophie, I have to say, this book is one of the most unsettling things I've read in a while.
Hey there, Sam. Yeah, it's a lot. Snyder is a historian of Eastern Europe, and he's basically arguing that the whole global crisis we're in, from Russia to the US to Hungary, isn't a bunch of separate accidents. It's a coordinated philosophical attack on the Enlightenment itself.
Right. And the key idea for me was this distinction he draws between two different kinds of politics. One is the politics of inevitability, which is what the West believed after the Cold War, that history was just marching toward liberal democracy forever. And then there's the politics of eternity, which is what Russia under Putin practices.
Exactly. The politics of inevitability made the West complacent. People thought democracy was just the natural order, so they stopped defending it. And the politics of eternity is the antidote. It says there's no progress, no future that's better than the past. It's all about maintaining power by creating a permanent sense of crisis.
And that's where Carl Schmitt comes in. Snyder traces this whole line of thinking back to a German legal theorist who said politics is really about the friend-enemy distinction. Not debate or laws, but identifying an existential enemy and rallying against them.
Right.
And Putin's Russia adopted that wholesale. Snyder calls it a politics of eternity because it rejects any idea of a better future. Instead, you rewrite history, you constantly say the country is under threat, and you make truth itself seem like a conspiracy. The goal is to keep people anxious and confused.
Yeah, and the example he spends a lot of time on is the annexation of Crimea in 2014. It wasn't just a land grab. It was a demonstration of this new kind of warfare, information warfare. The Kremlin created this whole narrative about fascists in Ukraine, about historical justice, and they flooded the zone with so many contradictory stories that you couldn't tell what was real anymore.
And that's the point. It's not about getting people to believe one particular lie. It's about getting them to stop believing that truth is even possible. Once you do that, the only thing left is power. Who has the most power defines reality. That's the core of the new authoritarianism.
Then Snyder turns to Trump, and he's careful not to say they're identical, but he shows how the Trump campaign and administration use the same playbook, attacking institutions, calling the press the enemy of the people, talking about alternative facts. It's the same move, destroy shared reality, so that only the leader's voice matters.
He also argues that Russian interference in 2016 wasn't just about helping Trump win. It was about proving that American democracy was just as fragile as any other system. They wanted to show that the United States is not a beacon of freedom, but a place full of cynicism and tribal hatred.
Yeah, and it worked. I mean, look at how polarized we are now. The book made me realize that democracy isn't something that just runs on autopilot. It requires constant work, honest journalism, independent courts, and citizens who care about truth.
Snyder doesn't give you a 10-step plan. He says the first step is just recognizing what's happening. We're not fighting a traditional ideology. We're fighting a nihilistic attack on the idea of truth itself. So defending freedom means defending the possibility of a shared reality.
That's what I'm taking away. The road to unfreedom isn't a single slide into tyranny. It's a series of small choices to believe a comforting lie, to dismiss an uncomfortable fact, to give up our critical thinking to a leader who says he'll protect us. And we can still choose differently.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper into these ideas, all of Snyder's work is available on the 7-Minute Books app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language, all starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. It's a great way to keep thinking about what matters. So here's the thing, this book is scary because it shows how quickly the structures of a free society can crumble when people stop believing in truth. But it's also a call to wake up. Democracy is ours to defend, and it starts with paying attention. We'll see you in the next one.